The Quiz Kid, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer for headache.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold discomfort.
Yes, when these occasional ailments make you miserable, take Alka-Seltzer for really fast, really effective relief.
Class is called to order, Quiz Kids, and here's today's first question. When you give the title of a currently popular song, you pronounce the first name, the middle initial, and the last name of a famous explorer. What is the song?
Uh-oh, if you can get that one right off the bat, we'll send you to the head of the class, friend. And how about it? Do you know that answer? Well, we'll soon hear what the youngsters here in school have to say about it. And here they are, the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Bob Murphy, and hello, everyone. Well, we're happy to mark all you folks present in school this afternoon, and I know you're going to enjoy this competitive question session with the Quiz Kids. The questions, as usual, were sent in by you listeners, and they cover a wide range of subjects. Our board of young experts don't know what those subjects are, of course, because these sessions are always unrehearsed. And now, let's get busy, children. Ready for roll call? Fine. Here we go. Joel?
I'm Joel Kupperman. I'm 12 years old and 8th grade in both. School.
Lonnie?
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 12 years old and going into 8th grade at Lincoln School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Rennie?
I'm Rennie Templeton. I'm 13 years old and I'm going into 9th grade at U High.
Gary?
I'm Gary Griswold. I'm 8 years old. I'm in 4th grade at St. Paul's Lutheran School.
And the tiny newcomer to our classroom, Bobby.
I was on July 10th. I'm 5 years old. I'm in play club board. And I'm a play clubber.
You're a play clubber. Well, good for you, Bobby. Yes, sirree. He goes to play club, believe you me. Well, have you figured out that first question from Donald Hole of Christine, North Dakota? When you give the title of a currently popular song, you pronounce the first name, the middle initial, and the last name of a famous explorer. Now, what is the song? We have two hands up. Rennie's hand was up first. All right, Rennie.
Well, that would be Richard Evelyn Byrd, and the song would be the Dickie Bird song.
The Dickie Bird song, that's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely right. And that gets us off to a fine start this afternoon. For sending in that question, Alka-Seltzer gives Donald Hole of Christine, North Dakota, one of those dandy Zenith portable transoceanic standard shortwave radios. Now, friends, this king of the portables is always the reward when the Quiz Kids answer your question correctly. If they miss, you get a fine Zenith radio phonograph combination with automatic record changer, the new Cobra tone arm, and two FM bands. So think up a question and send it in. Send it to Quiz Kids, Chicago. Well, let's see if you children can answer this question from William Proper of Buffalo, Missouri. What is it that players in one sport use every effort to avoid, and in another sport use every effort to get? Lonnie.
Well, isn't that the... I think that would be an out, because in baseball, they try not to be out, and in golf, I guess it's match play, they try to win by a score like a...
Well, that's you're right, but that doesn't exactly answer our question. Let's see, we have a couple of other hands up. Joel?
Well, it could be to get the ball into net, because in tennis, it isn't very good to hit the ball into the net.
No.
But if you're talking in the net in the outfield, in baseball, it's good to hit it into
the net. Well, that's a pretty good answer, too, Joel. Let's see, I'm thinking of another one. Rennie?
Well, I don't know just how much of a sport the... the second would be, but in tennis, you try not to get love, and sometimes you do try to get love.
Yes, you do, Rennie. That's right. That's a cute answer, too. Well, you give up on this. Lonnie has his hand.
Well, this is a little far-fetched. If you're on the visiting team in baseball, you try to catch a foul and put the batter out, but in football or hockey or one of those sports, you get in the penalty box or get a penalty for... committing a foul.
Well, I'll tell you, kids were all very warm on this. The answer is... wait a minute, one more hand, Rennie.
Well, in baseball, you wouldn't want to get a foul that might be caught, but when you're hunting, you'd want to get your foul.
Well, that's true. That's very good. I'm going to accept that. The answer on my card was strikes. Baseball, you don't want them. In bowling, you do. So I'm going to accept that as the answer you gave me, Rennie, because that's very, very good. And all the rest of them were good, too. Now, here's a rather difficult music question from John Carlson of Chicago. Our pianist, Franz Pfau, will play parts of a musical composition, and from the style of the music, you are to identify the composer and, if possible, give the name of the composition. Let's listen.
It isn't played like it was written. That sounds very much like Paganini Variations.
That's right.
And that was written Paganini for the violin and Liszt transposed whatever you call it for the piano.
You gave me Variations. What did you give me again?
Paganini Variations.
Well, that's part of it. Little Bobby had his hand shortly after you put your hand up, Rennie. Bobby, what were you going to say?
It's Rachmaninoff. On a Variations Paganini theme.
That's what it is. Yes, sir, that's it. Right, you too. Variations on a Paganini theme by Rachmaninoff. All right, fine. Let's listen to number two here. Now, we're going to get very tricky on this next one, so listen carefully and tell who is the composer and try to tell the name of the composition. All right, Franz. Bobby?
The thing upside down.
The thing upside... The same thing upside down, is that what you mean? That's absolutely right. That's just what it is. That's right. It's an inversion, what they call an inversion. Well, that's pretty good for 5 years old. Now, I want to tell you that. Uh-huh. Well, you know, by the way, at the end of our program last Sunday, I gave you kids the first clue for our what's it question so that you could be thinking about it during the week. I'll now repeat the clue, and then let's see hands on how many have the answer. Here's the clue. First, we heard a bell, and then a train caller say, "All aboard for Gary, Joliet, Peoria, Springfield, Belleville, Cairo, and Paducah." Rennie?
Well, we all, maybe you don't know, we all got together. On that.
Yeah, and, you had a huddle, I know.
We had a huddle, and we decided that was the Freedom Train.
The Freedom Train,
out.
That's absolutely right. Uh-huh. Yes. Absolutely right. Well, that seems to have been too easy for you quiz kids, but I'll bet I don't get a lot of hands up on this next mystery question. It's a where's it question from Richard Bussey of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, you children are to pretend you're looking for a buried treasure, and from the following clues, try to guess the exact spot where it is buried. Now, after you've heard the first clue, you can go into a huddle for 1 minute and come up with a single answer. Here's the clue. 12 are on top, 15 near the floor. Look to the south, outside the door. There you are. And now, Bob Murphy, I believe you have something to say about experience.
That's right, Joe. Friends, remember that old saying, experience is the best teacher? Well, let's apply it to the taking of Alka-Seltzer. For it's true, you'll never know just how effective Alka-Seltzer can be until you try it. Let's say you're trying to get some important work done, or maybe you've been invited to some entertainment or party. When you find you have to lay that work aside or skip that party because your head is aching and you feel pretty miserable, then you remember what you've heard me say about the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can bring from headache pain, and you decide to try it. Well, folks, there's your happy experience that teaches you just how effective Alka-Seltzer can be. In almost less time than it takes to talk about it, your headache pain is forgotten, and you're ready to follow through with your work or your fun. Yes, indeed, experience is the best teacher, and once you've tried Alka-Seltzer, we know you'll agree. There's nothing quite like it for fast relief from a headache. So remember, won't you, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief.
Well, now the kids have been in their huddle, you can take your seats, children. Bobby's already got lost out of the huddle. He's so tiny. And now for the where's it question. What's your answer? Who's the spokesman? Joe?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama? No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. I'll tell you, we'll have some more clues as we get along. Now, in the meantime, Maxine Lister of Tacoma, Washington, is taking violin lessons just like you are, Bobby. And she sometimes forgets what the words mean that describe how she is to play her music. Can you quiz kids tell her how she should play when the music reads spiccato? All right, Bobby. All right, Bobby. Oh, well, I wish you could see that. With a gesture. What does that mean? It should be separate notes like you were doing there with your voice. Is that the idea? Yeah, uh-huh. Perform with a sort of a bouncing bow lightly on the string. Yeah, that was fine, huh? Now, by the way, Bobby, you're over in Gary's seat there now after the huddle. You kids want to change because you've got the name Gary in front of your desk and Bobby, we're a little bit mixed up. You kids want to get back in your rightful seats because the names are just the opposite there. Bobby's back in Bobby's seat now and Gary's in Gary's seat. Because you know, Bobby, you were 8 years old right then, see? You were sitting in Gary's seat and Gary was five. And I don't know whether you kids want that or not. All right, now let's see about the next one here. How should she play if she were told to play vibrato? Lonnie? Well, look, Bobby. Bobby likes singing the first part, and he wants to... Bobby, now, look, that was fine. I mean, what I heard of it, but Lonnie, he was trying to explain. He had his hand up first. See, that's the rules and regulations. So, Lonnie, you tell us first, and then maybe we can have Bobby sing that again.
Well, isn't vibrato rather loud and forceful on the violin?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Bobby, would you want to tell us what the vibrato means on the violin? Oh, you don't? Well, what were you singing there?
Vibrato.
Oh, you were singing vibrato. Oh, I see. Rennie?
Well, doesn't it mean rather sort of continuous and vibrating like?
Well, yes, that's very good. Joel?
Well, doesn't it mean sort of holding the note a little and emphasizing each individual note?
Well, it's like Rennie said, it's produced by rapid rocking of the finger upon the string. Just for fun now, let's have Bobby give us his version of vibrato vocally. How about it, Bobby? That's it. That's it, all right. Oh, say, he's a cutie pie if I ever saw one. Now, this question is from Lois Andrews of New York, kids. What route did the following take? First, Sacagawea. What route? Rennie?
Well, Sacagawea was Bird Woman who guided Lewis and Clark.
That's right.
Up to the northwest.
That's right.
Northwest.
And what specific route did they take?
Through the Rockies.
Well, I've got to have something more than that. There's a special name. Joel?
Down the Columbia.
Well, there's a special name that takes in the exact route that they took. I wonder if it's Rennie?
Well, isn't it the Northwestern Trail or something like
that? Well, you're warm. Lonnie?
Well, could it be the Northwest Passage?
No. Joel?
The Oregon Trail?
The Oregon Trail. That's correct. Uh-huh. Now, to the next part, Neptune. What route? Lonnie?
Well, he's the god of the sea. So he would take the underwater route.
The underwater route in mythology, that's right. Uh-huh. And can you tell me about the other Neptune, any of you kids?
Neptune.
All right, Rennie.
Well, there's a submarine, the Neptune, wasn't there, that went... you get a Neptune when you cross the equator.
Wait a minute, let's see. Joel?
Well, I believe the first submarine invented, I believe it was in New England by a man named Bushnell. The name of it was a Neptune, and it went outside the harbor in New England, and tried to sink some British ships, but it failed.
Well, I'm not asking for that in this particular case, Lonnie.
Well, Joel has a turtle named Neptune. He would take the slowest way.
The slowest way. All right, fine. Now, Mrs. Joseph Ventura of Dundalk, Maryland, says she's afraid you quiz kids will have no trouble at all in answering her question. You will hear parts of three songs. Each will suggest a popular quiz program. Now, you must try and get two out of three. Here's the first one. Lonnie?
Well, that's Little White Lies.
Little White Lies.
Be a truth or consequences because a good share of the contestants don't tell the truth. In other words, they lie.
That's right. Truth or consequences. All right, let's see if we can get this next one. Lonnie?
Well, that song is Take It Easy.
Take It Easy?
Well,
Take It Easy. What quiz program? Rennie?
Well, isn't there one Easy Money or Easy Come, Easy... No.
Well, no. Joel?
Take It or Leave It?
Take It or Leave It. That's right. Uh-huh. And see if we get the next one out. Joel?
Fireman Dedell thought it'd be RFD America.
That's right, RFD America. Very good, kids. Very good. Gene Brown of Washington, D.C. points out that although the total number of nurses in America has steadily increased, thousands of additional nurses are still needed to give adequate care to patients in all our hospitals. She would like to urge young girls to enroll as student nurses, and she'd like to have an expression from you quiz kids as to why nursing is a very desirable career for a young girl. Rennie?
I don't know. I think that it's sort of nice. I think it's work that's been done that, I mean, you can see when your patients, you're nursing them, you can see them improve, and I think that it's a nice constructive work that really is a big help to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie?
Well, it's you're in clean quarters for one thing, and I think it's a pretty good paying job, and of course you get the satisfaction of knowing you're helping someone when you're nursing. And
that's right. And Joel.
Well, as Lonnie said, there's the satisfaction of doing good, and besides, of course, you meet lots of men.
Romantic side, too. Uh-huh. All right, kids. Well, I believe it's about time now to give you the next clue to our where's it question. These clues all point to one certain spot. And you can go into a huddle as you did before and come up with one answer. And I hope you get back in your right seats after you have your huddle. So ready for clue number two. Here a scientist of another day proved his point and raised his pay. And now, here's Bob Murphy with a question.
Yes, Joe, and friends, it's one you'll find easy to answer. Listen, why is Alka-Seltzer such a favorite in so many thousands of homes?
It gives relief, Mr. Murphy. Fast, effective relief from headache pain.
And not only that, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. Why, we wouldn't think of being without it at our house.
Yes, and then there's muscular aches and pains, too. I can repeat that phrase. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for these common ailments.
That's so true. My husband discovered that just the other day when his muscles felt sore and achy after mowing the lawn. Alka-Seltzer brought relief in a hurry.
You bet. And then there's cold discomfort. I depend on Alka-Seltzer for the relief I want when cold misery gets me down, summer or winter. I have to say it again. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, and folks everywhere agree with you. Alka-Seltzer is not only fast-acting, it's pleasant and easy to take, too. Because it's already in solution when you take it. Its pain-relieving ingredient is right ready to go to work, ready to bring you the welcome relief you want. And friends, since Alka-Seltzer is so fast, so effective, and so good for so many common ailments, you'll never want to be without it. So when you buy, remember to ask for that extra package. Yes, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Then, when those tablets get down to four, with that extra package, you'll have some more.
All right, quiz kids, break up your huddle now. Come on, sit down at your desk. Little Bobby, he didn't take any chances this time. He just stayed put right in his seat. All right, what's the answer? Joel?
Detroit, Michigan.
No. No, I'm sorry. Well, here's the last clue, and it's awfully easy. I'll tell you the correct answer. The only trouble is, it won't be in English. But here it is. Vaccino alla torre, pendente sol lato pendente. Or this little spaghetti or veal scallopini thrown in for good measure. Rennie?
Well, this is pretty general. That'd be Italian. That's Italian. You're
Well, that's true. That's right.
You want a specific place in Italy, then?
Uh-huh. That's right. Specific place. Well,
could you repeat
Joel?
That, please?
Repeat it? I really don't think it would do any good, Joel. Rennie?
Where, let's see. Was the Leaning Tower of Pisa, was that ever the point of the Roman Empire? Is that ever part of the, I'm not sure on my geography. Is that actually in Italy?
Oh, yes.
Because Galileo proved his point and raised his pay there.
He certainly did, and you've given me the answer right there, Rennie. That's right. The Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's right, on the leaning side, which is to the south. Now, the first clue, better clear us up on that. 12 are on top, 15 on the floor are the 12 columns around the top, and 15 around the bottom of the tower. And second clue, here a scientist of another day proved his point and raised his pay. That's where Galileo demonstrated that bodies of different weights fall with the same velocity. Well, that's fine. Now say, wait till you hear your assignment for next week from Ayla Elbus of Asheville, North Carolina. She has sent in a Wednesday question. You are to tell when the event suggested by this clue took place. And here's the clue. R-E-V-S-U-S. Ah, there you are. In the meantime, I'll go on to question. Here's what Harold B. Hooper of Akron, Colorado sent in. He says, here's one I figured out in my head while riding my tractor. I'm just a clodhopper farmer, but I'll bet the quiz kids can't do it. While harvesting an 80-acre field with a giant combine cutting a 10-foot swath, how many miles will my tractor have to travel to complete the field? Joel.
Well, 640 acres is a square mile. So that would be, the area of the field would be an eighth of a square mile. So since, as long as it's rectangular, it doesn't really matter the dimensions. So let's say it's an eighth of a mile by a mile. Or 660 feet by a mile. So it'll be 660 times a mile over 10. Or he would have gone 66 miles.
66 miles is absolutely right, Joel. Now, this next one is from Mrs. I.O. Ebert of Washington, D.C., and you kids will have to know a little music, a little chemistry, and a little spelling to answer it. You are to sing the song whose title is spelled out with the following chemical symbols. Here they are. Calcium, nitrogen, and dysprosium. Lonnie?
Well, calcium is C-A.
C-A.
And nitrogen is N.
N.
That's C-A-N, and dysprosium is...
Is what?
D-Y.
D-Y? Oh?
It's D-something. That's candy.
Candy, that's right. Can you sing part of it?
Yeah. Candy, I call my sugar candy.
That's it, Lonnie. That's fine, yeah. All right, see what we can do with this next one. Beryllium, calcium, uranium, and selenium. Lonnie?
Well, beryllium is B-E.
B-E.
Calcium is C-A.
C-A.
And then uranium.
Uranium.
That's, the song is Because.
U for uranium and S-E for selenium. And Because goes like what?
Well, I don't know how it goes.
Can't sing it.
No.
Anybody else? Rennie?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know what the other one goes. I don't know how the words get that.
Fine. That's just dandy. Doris Johnson of Seattle, Washington, says when she was a little girl, it was the custom in her family to ask her to say grace at the dinner table. She remembers it as a rather nice custom and wonders if any of you children say grace. How about it? Joel?
Well, I do.
Do you? What do you say, son?
Come, dear God, and be our guest and bless the food you've given us.
Uh-huh. And, Gary?
I do.
What do you say, Gary?
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and with thy gifts to us be blessed, amen.
Uh-huh. And Lonnie?
Well, we say God is great and God is good, and we thank thee for this food. By thy hand we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread, amen.
Fine. And little Bobby has his hand up. All right, Bobby.
It is very nice to think the world's for our meat and drink. Little children saying grace to every Christian found a place. Amen.
Oh, that was a name. Yeah, I like that. That's all right. Rennie?
Oh, God bless this food to our youth and us to thy goodness. Amen.
Well, those are all fine. I'm glad that all you kids say grace at the table. Mrs. W. Olson of Chicago says that sometimes when she reads a newspaper, she runs into so many abbreviations, she can't get the gist of the story. Now, can you explain what this news item is about? Listen carefully. A case was brought by ANPA against ITU, and a trial examiner of NRLB found ITU guilty of unfair labor practices under the TH. Joel?
Well, NRLB would be National Labor Relations Board.
That's right.
And TH would be Taft Hartley. And what were the other two?
ANP and ITU.
ITU.
ANPA.
ANPA, that would be, American Prosecutor. It would be something prosecuting attorney.
No, no,
and
you're right.
And the ITU is the Illinois Typographical Union.
Well, you're off on the first, it's not only national, but...
American Prosecuting Attorney?
No, it's Rennie.
International
Typographical
Union.
And ANPA. What does that mean? ANPA. You give up? Well, that means the American Newspaper Publishers Association. And that means a miss. That means Mrs. W. Olson of Chicago wins a big Zenith radio phonograph combination from the makers of Alka-Seltzer for sending in that question that you quiz kids couldn't answer. Now, that school bell means we've finished another question session, quiz kids, and I know you're anxious to find out what grade you made. The judges will be ready to hand me your report cards in just a minute, and while we're waiting, here's an important message about one-a-day brand vitamins.
Don't take chances. Are you sure you're getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat? Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
All right now, quiz kids. The judges have finished adding up the scores, and we're ready to see who comes back to class next Sunday. But don't forget now, whether you win or lose, you children will each receive a $100 security bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. Now then, here are your report cards. The judges say our entire class missed one question this afternoon. Rennie was first, Lonnie second, and Joel and Bobby tied for third. So you four will be back in school next week to compete with Mike Mullen, age 10. In the meantime, quiz kids and you listeners, too, be thinking about that clue to our When's It question. Remember, it's R-E-V-S-U-S. We'll be calling for answers first thing next Sunday. And now, until then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids class. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the quiz kids every week and listen to Alka-Seltzer's News of the World every Monday through Friday on most of these NBC stations. This is Bob Murphy speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.